Hello everyone, my name is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. My most recent publication is my first novelette and first full-length novel, both entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. They both have the same title but different subtitles. Well, my last episode was on courting according to the Jewish Orthodox community and, well, culture. And so, and I kind of touched on the topic of people just slinging the word safe sex around. And so I figured, hey, why not give a mini community health education promotion session on safe sex? Of course, I will not be able to go into complete detail, only because, number one, this is a recording. Number two, this isn't in a classroom or education session seminar setting with a PowerPoint and the book and things like that. So I'm going to do my best to just lay it all out. And the basically the myths of what's considered safe sex. Myth number one, a person automatically assumes that safe sex means being protected, having a female condom or a male condom, some form of birth control, things like that. That is a myth. When it comes to certain sexual practices. And one of the biggest myths is when individuals engage in anal sexual activity, heterosexuals as well as same sex. And there, regretfully, there is no way to engage in that activity and it be safe sex. And there's numerous reasons why. I have no idea why this is being promoted as legal based upon what happens to the body and the breakdown of the body from the first engagement of it. Number one, you have sphincters that's being destroyed. The sphincters are the muscles. So when you squeeze your butt cheeks together, your glutes together, and you're feeling that tension there, those are your sphincters. Those there are two sets of muscles, one at the front door and one is at the back door. And so basically those sphincters are there to in order to keep items from coming out involuntarily, or from anything from going up involuntarily, because even if a person may willingly yield their body to engage in that type of activity, the sphincters will automatically tighten up, even if a person isn't thinking about it. Why? Because even the body knows that something is going the opposite of how it was created. So, and basically this is the function of the sphincters. Let's just say that you're at the grocery store and you feel like you have to do the number two. And so you feel this sensation like it's coming down. Well, it's coming down to the second set of sphincters because it's coming down for water, and which is in the rectum. And so but you're at the grocery store and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't go to the bathroom right now. And so the nervous system sends a signal to the sphincter to say, hey, we're not ready yet. And so it ends up going back up for more water, and then that second set of sphincters close. And so when the second set of sphincters close and that sensation goes away, it's because the bowel movement the feces went back up and the second set of sphincters closed. So you're feeling fine, you're okay. So you finish your shopping, you get in your car, blah, blah, blah. And then you get home, you start unloading the groceries from the bag. And then you feel that sensation again because the feces came down through the second set of sphincters again. And then you feel that sensation. It's like, oh, let me go to the bathroom now. So then when you go to the bathroom, that's when the first set of sphincters go ahead and open up and the feces is released. And then as soon as you're done, the first set closes, the second set closes, and you're good. You don't feel that sensation anymore. Well, when individuals engage in anal sexual activity, what is being done is the sphincters are being weakened and they're being destroyed. And so, when individuals want to advocate, whatever a person's preference is, that is their preference. It's like a dentist telling someone, hey, take care of your teeth. If you don't take care of your teeth, if you don't take care of your gums, XYZ is going to happen. Does the doctor care if the person listens to them? No, they're going to get paid anyway. So, by me sharing this information, do I necessarily care if a person listens, takes heed to what I'm saying? Well, I care about all people, but I'm making sure I'm caring for my temple, I'm caring for my body, and I'm just sharing what is just common medical knowledge. And so those muscles actually get weakened and destroyed. So guess what? If a person can't feel that tension anymore, and the doctors test this by basically just inserting two fingers into the anus, if there's no tension, your first set of sphincters are damaged. And then here's another thing. The rectum does not have the same laxity as the vaginal canal. Did you know that just like the male body gets erect when prepared for penetration? Well, those who believe in God, our body, the woman's body was created to lengthen. So just like a man lengthens, a woman's lengthens in preparation for what's to come. So whereas the rectum does not have that capability, it is not self-lengthening. It even in a man, it's not even 5.5 inches long, which means that the first and second set of sphincters are automatically being destroyed. Another thing that someone can that the reason why someone just try to say, well, safe sex as far as using a condom. Here's the thing about it. The rectum is not self-tightening, whereas the vaginal canal is self-tightening. The rec there, therefore, there's no way for it to be tightened. And someone saying, "Oh, well, wear a condom." There's no way a condom can stay on because there's no self-tightening mechanism there. You also dealing with the feces. There's blood vessels that's being destroyed. And then you having all of these different fluids, and then each time a person engage in anal sexual activity, they run the risk of having a perforated bowel. What is a perforated bowel? It's just a medical term for saying a tear in the rectum. And if there is a tear in the rectum, if it's not corrected within 24 hours, a person can literally die from toxic shock and poisoning if it leaks into their system. And women who engage in anal sexual activity with their partners, depending on where that tear is, the feces can actually come out through the vaginal canal. And those who are women who are happen to be listening to this podcast, because this is like so lengthy regarding this teaching, I would love to cover it all within this episode, but it's kind of late where I am, and so I don't plan on being up that late. But women, those who are women listening to this segment, some women cannot wear certain powders or deodorants or soaps or even fragrances because they're just that sensitive, because that's just how fussy that part of the body is for a woman. So just imagine something that's toxic coming out through that area and causing all types of problems. And so that's just part one of the myth of safe sex. When it comes to anal sexual activity, there is a lot more data that I would love to share, including it's not self-lubricating. Individuals who engage in anal sexual activity, they automatically shed 30 years off their life automatically from the day that they engage in and continue to engage in it, because it's playing Russian roulette, because you run the risk of having a perforated bowel. And then there's some smart alecks, which I understand. I mean, the planet would not be phenomenal without them, who will say, well, what about such and such? They are openly in a certain lifestyle and they're 82. Well, number one, we don't know when the person started. Number three, I know someone who may have smoked two or three packs of cigarettes every day since they were 8 and they're 102. That is the exception, not the norm. You have to look across the board, and you can probably pick 8 people who have engaged in that type of lifestyle and they live to become a senior citizen, whereas an overwhelming number multiplied over that have not don't barely live don't barely live to see 50, barely, you know. And so that's all I can really share right now. I would love to share more and I look forward to sharing more, but that is part one of the myth of safe sex. So I hope my honesty and transparency has helped. You can follow me on IG. It's number1_la_lita, or you can follow me on my Facebook page, which is one word, be strong, stay strong, or on my author page, which is lalitawilliams.com. And until I write, I'm an author, so that's why I keep saying write. Until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ because he cares for you. And stay prayerful, it changes things for real.